Is Auburn football recruiting heating up rapidly? What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Barnes Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and this is the Barnes Social Hour. Thank you for tuning in. Graham, let's just hop right into it. When we were at practice last week, it'd be a week ago today, actually, there were a lot of recruits there.
There were.
And we were thinking, wow, this is a good number. Well, then today, apparently, there were more. And you wrote down some of those people.
Yeah, it was unreal today.
Yeah, apparently we're potentially about to have like a hot streak if we if we play our cards right, buddy. My goodness gracious! So out of like that, there I asked you what people stood out to you and what'd you write down, because there's one in particular to me that is like super exciting. Basically, on what he said is what's got me excited. But hit me.
I got five guys. I got five guys here that are
hashtag non-sponsor,
that were on campus either yesterday or today. I think most of them today though. But I'll just start off with the first one. So we've got Anthony Sweeney. Class of 2027, so this next year's recruiting class. He's a five-star edge from Olney, Maryland. Once again, Maryland. We seem to love that state. DJ Durkin knows how to recruit up there. So he's a five-star defensive edge from Olney, Maryland. And he quote, there's a quote that he said, and all these guys kind of left a quote about their, their visit and everything like that. But this is what he said. He said, the atmosphere and the energy, it was just real hype. I definitely love it out here. I love to hear that. I mean,
yep.
And I feel like, from almost most of the recruits in general are, they're kind of have the same answers, but, that's super awesome. And I feel like I could be wrong. And I've over the last year and a half, I've gotten more and more into like the Auburn recruiting world. And, but I feel like in Hugh's time, we didn't have this much talent visiting, but like also like this much talent like feels so good about their visits,
right? Like they're not leaving quotes like this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah.
So that's like super super promising to hear from Anthony. The next one I think is your favorite. It's a KJ Green, class 2027. You want to talk about him a little bit?
Yeah. He's a he's the top Georgia edge rusher right now. Took his first visit to Auburn in years. This is from Jeffrey Lee. Shout out Jeffrey Lee.
A lot of this information is. We appreciate
you. Shout out Jeffrey Lee. Follow Jay Lee at AU Sports for some good content over there. But basically this says, the four-star recruit says the Tigers have made a complete 180 and is already planning his next trip to the Plains. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. You have not heard that from a recruit, much less a player, in a minute. It's been,
we've heard from like multiple, and we'll kind of go over this, but multiple of these guys have already said like, I'm going to come back. Like I want to plan another trip and be here again soon because I loved this so much. But yeah, class 2027, 4/5-star, depending on where you look, but we'll go with 5-star, as his best. He's from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and, another edge. So, and we've kind of been talking about recently how edge has been a position at Auburn right now where it's probably the most questioned behind maybe the offensive line,
right?
Just because like we're losing two superstars in Keldrick Falk and Kieron Crawford.
Their pro days were today.
Yes,
they were. You're listening to this.
And so we obviously have guys like Caleb Falk, which it's Keldrick's little brother. Jared Smith, who hopefully it's gonna have his breakout year this year. I mean, obviously we saw between Keldrick's first year and his sophomore year was kind of that season where like we kind of put him on the map, and then obviously his junior year he was gone to media day, leader on the team, getting ready for the draft. So hopefully Jared Smith kind of makes that jump. He showed a lot of promising stuff in his first freshman year at Auburn. He didn't play a ton, but the moments that he was in, I feel like he definitely made a difference, and you definitely noticed that he was in. So two guys there that, have potential, but it's still just I feel like it's a pretty shallow room. We did get some guys in the transfer portal, but it's still just some questions. But to see that Auburn, I mean, the first two guys that we just listed were, five-star, four-star edges. I mean, both in the class of 2027. Like, that's super impressive to, like, have those caliber guys on campus. But also, it's so cool and good. It's good in my mind that Golish is clearly making an emphasis on this. Like, look, we need more talent in this position. And it is a shallow room. So, like, hey, look, you come play for us. Like, there could be a path to playing time kind of early if you come to Auburn. So, super, super exciting about that. The next one I want to bring up is Will Mensel, I think is how you say it.
I think so. I think so.
Class of 2027 as well. He is a four-star quarterback, number one in the U.S. on certain sites, from Chandler, Arizona. So not close to home, I can tell you that. Definitely had travel to get here. But his quote was, he loved what he saw, and he loves the small-town feel of Auburn. And I feel like that's super important as well. I feel like, you know, a lot of times when people think of, especially you are outside, people outside of the South, you know, in particular, when they hear about the SEC, they're like, oh, yeah, that, like, SEC, small-town campus, like, it's a college campus, college town, you know, all about football, tailgating, all that stuff. And I feel like Auburn is almost the stereotype of that. It's a small town. It's a beautiful campus. It's not a huge campus either. I mean, it's a very walkable campus. It's such a great community, and it really just does feel like that small town Southern college, you know, town. And so that can be super enticing for someone who's coming from the state of Arizona, you know, where it's can be a lot of big city or I mean, heck, the greenery there is so much different than it is here. I mean, you're out in the desert areas out there, and then here you're surrounded by forest everywhere. That's super exciting that, you know, he's loving what he sees. But, I mean, I just want to, like, mention, like, we've hosted so many top quarterbacks in the last, like, week and a half. I mean, we have this guy. We have another guy that I'm talking about in just a minute. We also had Israel Abrams, who, like, Auburn is really high on. And, I mean, if you ask me right now, I think that will be Auburn's future quarterback.
Yeah, extremely. They're extremely high on him, actually.
Yeah, and it sounds like he, you know, we're in his top three or five. I can't remember where he's at right now, but it's to have, like, just, I mean, when was the last time you could remember, like, Auburn was having, like, this many, like, quarterbacks, like, you know, like, enjoying what they see? I mean, clearly, I mean, like, we had Deuce Knight a couple years ago who we were trying to flip from Notre Dame, but, like, that was it. Like, that would be all in on Deuce.
That was it.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, and then obviously with this whole last year, who knows where Hugh was going to go. But then, you know, when Golish came in, he brought his one quarterback that he had in his class, BSF, over. So there wasn't really much there. But other than that, I mean, it's been transfer portal. Not a ton of, you know, success coming out of the high school ranks at a quarterback position. And so, it's going to be fun to, you know, really finally get another quarterback on campus where, like, he out of high school, he could be, like, you know, your future at Auburn. It's hasn't been that way since, really, it feels like Bo Nix. Other than that, I think every quarterback we've had has been a transfer quarterback. I mean, after Bo Nix, you had Robbie Ashford transferred from Oregon. You had TJ Finley transferred from LSU. You had Peyton Thorne transferred from Michigan State. You have Jackson Arnold transferred from Oklahoma. Ashton Daniels transferred from Stanford, and then you had Deuce Knight, who was a high school recruit, and he did play in a game, but he's gone. He's no longer here.
Right.
And so, man, it's super exciting that we're finally getting back to that, you know, high school ranks of quarterbacks.
It's refreshing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Auburn, I would not be shocked if Auburn went back out into the portal next year and got another quarterback.
Right.
But it's still just, like, you know, it's just the principle, the fact that, like, you need a quarterback in every class, and why not take one from high school and develop them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
So next one I've got, and honestly, this one might be my favorite.
Okay.
His name is Tyzon Swan. So these next year are both class of 2028.
Incredible name, by the way.
It's either Tyzon or Tyzon. It's T-Y-Z-O-N. But Tyzon Swan.
Love it.
Class of 2028. So not this next recruiting class, but the one after. A five-star interior defensive lineman from Indian Head, Maryland. Another Maryland kid. Currently rated on some sites as the number one interior lineman, defensive lineman in the country. Mm-hmm. He said he was blown away by Auburn. He's planning multiple trips back, and he wants to bring elite guys with him. He said, this is the place to be. What an unbelievable quote from somebody who's still 2 years away from being in college.
We got people saying that. We got people saying Auburn's turn 180s. Like, you can tell, we talked about a couple episodes. The culture is shifting, finally. Finally. It needed to happen, and it happened. I love it, man. I do. So, I like it a lot.
I mean, like, just also the fact that he's like, yeah, I want to bring multiple elite guys with me. Like, he's like,
right,
I loved this place so much, I need to go tell my friends who are also elite at football, dude, you got to come visit Auburn with me. Like, this place is different, bro. Like, Coach Golish is different. Coach Vontrell, Coach Durkin, they're different. You need to come check out Auburn. I promise you, like, it's going to be worth it. I mean, heck, he's saying this is the place to be. Like, I mean, as of right now, if what he's saying is true, I'd think Auburn leads for him. I mean, that's just so awesome. Let's see if what 247 says about like, if he has any, like, you know, okay, so like, he's got offers to Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Florida State, Kentucky.
Yeah, they're lining up.
His offers, yeah, everywhere. But he's got 29 offers, and is the number one interior defensive lineman in the state of Maryland. I mean, like I said, multiple sites have him as number one in the country. 247 has him as the number three in the country, 14th overall in all, out of all positions.
Right.
So 6'4", 235. I mean,
I like our odds, man. I do. Durkin knows how to recruit too. I mean,
clearly Golish knows how to do something
too. Yeah, it's I like our odds. I really do with these guys. I really do. I like how it's just, again, the turning of the page from the last 5 years, I think, is finally happening, I hope. And if, you know, this is just more evidence of that. But, you know, time will tell. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
But as far as like other, is there anyone else on your list that, you know,
I got one more, but I just want to mention somebody real quick before I get to the last one. Carlos May is another name to look out for. He is a 4-star defensive lineman from Ramsey. I think Auburn's really high on him. He's, you know, from the state of Alabama, you know, he's a top 10 player in the state. That's another one to look out for. But the last one I wanted to get to today is, let's see, it is Donald Tabron or Tabron, the second, it's a class of 2028. Let me pull his thing back up really quick. Okay, so yeah, class of 2026. I mean, gosh, not 2026, 2028.
we wish.
4-star quarterback on 247, but a 5-star composite. He's from Detroit, Michigan. He's 6'3 and a half, 180. So he can fill out a little bit more there, but golly, 6'3 and a half a quarterback is pretty big.
Yeah.
Really liked Auburn as well. He said his quote was that Auburn was up near the top for him. So he's got offers to places like, you know, Arizona, Auburn, Cal, Illinois, Indiana. He just recently took visits to Arizona, to Cal, to Northwestern and SMU earlier this year. And I'm sure, like, you know, he's still 2 years out from being in college. So, I mean, during this next football season, I'm sure his recruitment will really ramp up. And even more teams are going to be super high on him. I mean, he's already a top, you know, 5 quarterback in the state, and I mean, in Michigan. So yeah, super exciting that Auburn is really pushing hard for a lot of different quarterbacks. Now obviously, like, we can't get all of them.
Right.
We'll get one or two. Obviously, you say you want a quarterback in each class. Odds are, though, if you get like a super elite guy, you're not going to get a super elite guy the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason I say that is because, you know, a lot of these elite guys, like, look, I'm trying to find some playing time somewhere, which is completely understandable. Like, if you're sitting 1 year, if you're sitting 1 year behind, like a stud who just got there and who's obviously going to be playing for the next couple of years, you don't have to wait up to 2-3 years to,
right,
or really up to 3 years to be a starter somewhere. So, But it's so refreshing seeing that Auburn is really making a push for one, edges, and then two, are really making a push at the quarterback position. And that's just, it's super fun to follow quarterback recruiting. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, I mean, heck, I think all of Auburn had fun watching Deuce Knight's recruitment.
Of course.
Every single home game that we had that 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And was like, oh wow, this kid loves Auburn. Like, this is gonna be fantastic. And then finally we pulled the switch and just Auburn fans blew up about it. Now clearly we know what happens after, but at the end of the day, it's super fun. You know what also is super fun?
Yeah, what's that?
Roback.
We love Roback. Go to roback.com, use code BARN20, get 20% off your next order. They have officially licensed Auburn apparel, including other colleges. I think they have some new Auburn licensed gear as well. I'll have to go look, but I remember seeing their text message system where they give you some deals and stuff like that. But the best deal is code BARN20 at roback.com to get 20% off your next order. We are very appreciative and thankful for Roback and their partnership with the Barn and the Barn Social Hour. We love you guys so much. And again, that is code BARN20 at roback.com to get 20% off your order. That's such a good deal. You can't miss it. You're getting good quality stuff for a great price. So again, BARN20 at roback.com. Graham, I got to mention it just a little bit. I went to go see Project Hail Mary last night.
Dude, I think I'm seeing it within the next 3 days. My sister is coming home from Germany tomorrow. And so I texted her, like, hey, you want to see Project Hail Mary while you're here? And she's like, absolutely. And I was like, sounds good.
Dude, this is not a sponsored video for this, but go see it in the biggest screen possible. That movie, I have not experienced anything more breathtaking visually like that since Interstellar.
I mean, heck, some of the shots in the trailer look even more cinematic and beautiful than Interstellar does. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Interstellar, but golly.
But just that movie was made for an IMAX screen to see it, basically the biggest screen you can see it on possible, the way it was shot. Yeah. And the sci-fi vibe were up for sure.
I was watching Star Wars A New Hope earlier today. I've been watching Star Wars Clone Wars, Star Wars New Hope. I've been in a Star Wars kick. I'm like, I need some Star Wars.
The last four episodes of the Clone Wars.
I have a lightsaber literally sitting over there in my room right now.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah, I have like a whole like Star Wars collection. Like literally that whole shelf has got a mixture of everything, but it's mostly Star Wars. But the last four episodes of the Clone Wars is like some of my favorite Star Wars content that Disney has done in a minute, because they got help from George Lucas himself for that, because it was supposed to tie into Revenge of the Sith. Dude, so nice, so good.
I would give anything for George Lucas to come back and direct some more Star Wars stuff. I'd do anything.
I don't know what the buyout is to get the property back to him, but I will donate a crisp $1 bill to it.
Probably billions. It's probably worth billions now.
That's billions with a B for those at home.
I mean, Disney bought it for something like that too, though. I mean,
I need them to start making good Star Wars stuff again. I really do.
They made a couple good Star Wars stuff, like Mandalorian, I think, is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Last season was interesting.
Did Disney make Rogue One?
That was their best one.
Rogue One was perfect.
Rogue One's amazing. Andor was great.
Oh, okay, wow. I was not expecting that. Disney bought Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion.
My God, that is crazy. That is crazy. But yeah,
Oh my gosh.
For those that are watching. The
acquisition was structured as a combination of cash and stock payments to George Lucas, who was the sole shareholder of Lucasfilm. He had no one else had stock in Lucasfilm. George Lucas owned it all.
Swimming. But
Disney paid roughly $2.21 billion in cash.
Holy cow, man. Cash. Golly.
Disney issued approximately 37.1 million shares of Disney stock valued at roughly 2 $1 billion at the time of the deal's closing, which was in 2012.
By the way, the force is strong in your room. Your lamp just kicked on, and it
I did see that. Yeah, it's five. It's 5 o'clock.
So. Graham's mid sentence. We're talking about Star Wars, and his lamp just kicks on as soon as he starts talking about George Lucas. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
But we, yeah, I
just, one more fact. Yeah, one more fact. Sorry, I'm just blown away.
You're good.
This transaction of Lucasfilm to Disney made George Lucas the second largest single shareholder in Disney following the estate of Steve Jobs.
Oh, my word. You know how much
George Lucas is doing fine.
He's doing all right. He's doing okay. Yeah. Dude, George.
That's unbelievable.
That's insane. That's insane. And it's crazy too. If you go back and watch, I don't know if you ever watched, I think it's called Light and Film or something like that. The documentary on how Star Wars was made, how it was just like a total gamble. And it was George Lucas's like,
it was a pretty low budget film. I mean, like
it was,
I mean, I'm watching, you know, New Hope right now. And it is so ahead of its time. Like it 1977.
Is. Yeah.
My parents were 2 years old.
Wow. Wow.
In 1977.
Wow.
And now,
that's crazy. I mean,
like, just watching that film, I'm like, this is awesome. But wow. Yeah. And there's one more fact. Disney apparently has, by 2025, Disney has nearly seen a return of roughly 2.9 times its initial investment, which means it's earned back 2.9 times what they spent on getting Lucasfilm, which is
Could you imagine Auburn with that level of NIL money,
dude? If we had the we better win the Natty every single year. Like it should not even be a question.
That's like turning off the salary cap in like a franchise mode.
Like genuinely, if we had that much money, or any team in that fact, you have to win the national championship every year.
Yeah,
there's no other option. There's no like you have to. Else, if you are a coach coming into the league for the first time, and you had that money, I don't care if it's your first year at that school. You have to win the national championship. If that's you don't, crazy. You're fired.
Yeah, for real. Oh my gosh. But speaking of, we always have to geek out on this show. Me and Graham are geeks. For those listening and watching, we're the big
social geek hour.
Yeah, the social geek hour.
Born social geek hour.
Brent, no, I'm just kidding. No, it's still that would be a cool idea, but. Yeah, we always let the geek out on here. Y'all know us and love us for it. So we're human. So, but we do have another Auburn sporting event happening tomorrow night. Basketball is back Wednesday night. We're playing
Nevada.
Yeah, Nevada's coming to town. 8 p.m. tip off. I believe we're doing a barn cast for it.
Probably.
Yeah. We'll have to confirm that, but if I'll be on it probably second half. Got a friend of mine coming in town from Mobile.
I don't know if I'll be on it. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I feel so bad because I miss all of them. I've had something every single time we've had.
I know. This time of year is crazy.
Like I said, my sister is coming back into town tomorrow from Germany. She's been living there for like the last year and a half. Fair. So I got to pick her up from the airport at 6, and then we'll probably just have some family time tomorrow night. So
that's fair.
Wouldn't be shocked if I wasn't on at least the whole
time. I'm planning on being on second half, maybe a little bit before.
I'll try to as well.
We'll see. A friend of mine's coming in town from Mobile. They're moving to Nashville, and this is kind of a little stop. Everyone's moving to Nashville, by the way.
Yeah,
it's like something in the water over there, which is nice.
Sounds like I need to pack up and move to Nashville.
I know, for real. If there's any city I could see myself living in outside of Birmingham, it'd probably be Nashville. Sure. Either that or Charlotte, somewhere in there. I don't know. Atlanta. I like Atlanta to visit, but yeah, that traffic is a no-go for me, and I don't care if I live on 280. I'd rather experience 280 traffic 100 times more than one day of Atlanta traffic.
That's
nothing against Atlanta, but no. But again, we do have a basketball game, 8 p.m. tip, Nevada. The boys are hot right now. Kevin Overton looking good right now. Elijah Freeman and Sway popped off last game. So we'll see what happens. Maybe Magwood will wake up again too, and everyone will keep the momentum and try to get a dub. And I think after this, they move on to it'll be neutral site after that. Correct?
I think this is the last round in Auburn.
Yeah, I'm not up on my NIT lore. I just kind of keep up with it as it goes. So, but you know, it's fun. I know a lot of people were saying they should accept it, they shouldn't. I think it's good for players like Sway to get, you know, some more reps against some competition. I know it's not, you know, the SEC level competition, but still, it's a lot of fun to see the guys play. The crowd was great the other night. Hopefully, I know it's a later tip off time, but it is, you know, there's some, you know, at least for the high schools in the Alabama area, spring break is happening right now. So maybe some people travel to Auburn and, check out some hoops for sure. But again, 8 p.m. tip off. There will be a barn cast. It'll be a lot of fun as always. I'll try to make an appearance have some fun because I will not be attending this game this time. So as far as I know, it was two, you know, once with you and then once with a friend. It was like kind of just like, yeah, you want to go? Yeah, let's go. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. And
both like, times were like, great. Literally both games. Like, so the game that you went to, Brett texted me and was like, hey, you want to go to the game? I was like, I can't. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And then another friend, one of my best friends, texted me like 2 days ago and was like, hey, I think I can go to this game if you're down to go. And I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I can't. Like, I feel so bad now. I want to go to the games, but man, it's just staying busy.
Yeah. This time of year is very interesting. It's like you got time for basketball and then it's like, wait, we got life stuff going on outside of basketball. Yeah. Especially on my side. It's crazy right now. But yeah, we appreciate everyone as always tuning in the Barncast. We always like to have fun. And if you've never been on, you know, been a part of one, the chat's always great to be a part of. It's always fun hanging out with the guys, Kyle, Zach, and me and Graham, and occasionally Brett and Dapp will pop in there as well. So, and Trey also. We can't forget Trey. Love Trey. But yeah, I don't think I have anything else. You got anything?
That's it.
Yeah. Again, y'all, the recruiting right now, we're heating up and I expect it to, you know, keep the momentum going into, you know, the further weeks as we get into the spring, you know, season into A-Day too. I think we'll see a lot of commits maybe around A-Day, you know, once
hopefully.
Yeah. And I don't think it'll be televised either. I saw a report that only like 11 teams in the entire FBS are broadcasting their spring game.
Makes sense. So, you know, it's preventing that whole mm-hmm. like trying to tamper with players after seeing their spring games.
Yeah. No, and I'm goodness, I feel like I'm gonna catch hate for this. I'm kind of a fan of it not being televised. You know what I mean?
I know people there's come some out people, and watch.
Yeah, I know there's some people that can't make it. And that's like, well, I wanna, and I'm sure there'll be a broadcast on the radio for it.
Just follow with social media. I mean, it's
yeah, follow everywhere. Social media, but also this year, A-Day's free admission from what I've seen on their Auburn football's Instagram post.
And everybody come out to Auburn and watch in person, and let's pack out that stadium.
Yeah, let's pack out the stadium like it's a game day. I mean, let's
make those guys feel special and be like, wow, Auburn is unique.
Like we're turning to a new, or what's the phrase? Turning a new leaf, if you will.
Yeah.
From the freeze era, and I think it is turning the page to a very positive era in Auburn. Just I've never been.
Pray to God it doesn't rain.
Yeah, I am cautiously optimistic about football. Obviously, I mean, who isn't when you're an Auburn fan? But I trust in Golish. I trust in Durkin and that staff, and I just feel like the people that are there right now have it under control and are way, 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 way light years ahead, more organized than Hugh Freeze and his staff was. Okay. And Durkin to me was the outlier of like someone that was more organized than Hugh Freeze was. And that's saying a lot. So, reminder, Barncast tomorrow, tip off 8 p.m. going to be a fun one against Nevada. Hopefully the team and Steven and company can keep the momentum up and try to go to Indy. Because that is where the NIT Final Four and the championship is, which is funny because that's where the March Madness Final Four is this year too. So everything points to Indy. So, but yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. Graham doesn't have anything else. Again, like and subscribe if you like what you see and hear. We have other great podcasts like the Top Button Podcast for Charlie Five, aka Kyle Rush. Village Vice with Zach Blackerby and Brad Law, and the Auburn Baseball Show with Lindsey Crosby, Brad Law, and occasionally Sonny DeShera. Baseball's on a hot streak right now, too. I know we just dropped some games against Texas, but Texas might be the best team in the country right now. We got one win on them So I, you know, it, Butch is, I trust in Butch and that staff as well. I mean, it's the, I like our chances this year. I really do, guys. But yeah, with that being said, my name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean, and you have been watching the Barn Social Hour. Thank you so much. And as always, War Damn Eagle, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.